Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're discussing AI-powered customer experience, how your CRM personalizes every interaction at scale, by Brett Allegray-Wood.
And if you're running a business with 20 to 200 staff, this one is directly relevant to you. The gap between what customers expect and what most businesses can actually deliver right now is getting wider.
That's exactly where Brett starts. Customers expect timely, relevant, consistent contact at every touchpoint. But for most SMEs and franchise operators, delivering that across thousands of interactions feels impossible without a huge team or a very expensive platform.
And for most businesses, it actually is impossible because the data is scattered. CRM here, email platform there, booking system somewhere else. Everyone's working blind.
Brett calls this data fragmentation and says it's the enemy of personalized service. Sales doesn't see what marketing has already sent. Support doesn't know the purchase history. Every conversation starts from scratch.
So the answer is one place where everything lives?
A single source of truth, yes. Every touch point. Calls, chats, emails, transactions, reviews, campaign responses in one persistent profile per customer. And that profile then powers everything else.
What does powers everything else actually mean? Because one system is a promise I've heard before, and it usually means a painful migration.
It means bots that act on the data, not just store it. The article describes four types: voice bots that answer, qualify, and route inbound calls and update the customer record while they do it; conversation bots for web chat and SMS that pick up where the last interaction left off.
Those two make sense. What else?
Sales bots that help reps prioritize leads and handle outreach for lower touch prospects, and then database reactivation bots.
That last one, reactivation, what does that actually mean day to day?
It finds your dormant customers, identifies the ones with the highest comeback potential, and runs re-engagement campaigns automatically. No one manually working through a lapsed customer list.
That is genuinely useful. Most businesses have a big list of people who bought once and went quiet, and nobody has time to work through it properly.
Exactly. And because all four types draw from the same central record, every automated interaction makes the profile richer for next time.
Right. So you have the data and you have the bots. What connects them?
The automations. Workflows that map real customer journeys. Simple ones like a follow-up email after a demo, or complex branching sequences based on what someone actually did.
Give me an example of complex.
If a conversation bot fails to resolve an issue, a workflow can immediately create a ticket, notify a specific rep, and send a contextual follow-up to the customer. All triggered automatically, all connected back to the same record.
And who builds and maintains those? Because that's usually where it breaks down. You need a developer, or it just doesn't get done.
Brett covers this. The automation and bot editors are designed for non-technical users, marketing managers, sales leaders, operations heads. And there are pre-built templates for common SME and franchise scenarios that teams can customize to their own brand and processes.
Deployment timeline? Weeks, not months, is the claim.
That's what the article says. Implementation in weeks and ongoing maintenance without needing external developers for every change.
Let me push on the real-world examples, because that's where I want to see if it actually translates across different industries.
A retail franchise where customers who previously bought running shoes receive targeted notifications about new models, and a voice bot handles size queries and books in-store fittings.
Straightforward. What else?
A healthcare clinic network where appointment reminders go out in each patient's preferred channel, SMS for one, email for another, and home services. When a lead books a quote, the sales bot assigns the nearest certified technician and prepares the rep with property history and previous service notes.
That last one stands out to me. The rep arrives already knowing the context. That's what makes it feel personal, even though it's automated.
That's the principle. The automation augments the team. The rep still shows up, but they arrive prepared. Centralized data plus intelligent action produces interactions that feel human at scale.
And how do you prove it's working? A business owner isn't going to keep paying for a platform if they can't see the return.
The platform tracks conversion rates, response times, NPS, and cost per acquisition. Because every interaction is tied back to the central record, attribution is much clearer. Pret's advice is to start with a small set of metrics tied to your specific goals. For a service franchise, measure appointment show rates and lifetime value, then scale what's working.
So what should someone listening to this actually do this week?
Pick one part of your customer journey where the handoff is broken, where someone contacts you and whoever picks it up has no context. Centralize that first. That's your proof point before you go any further.
And the full article is at anabu.ai. Brett also offers a free AI audit there if you want someone to look at your specific setup and identify where the real gaps are.
worth doing before you commit to anything. It'll tell you what's actually worth fixing first.